Hello, everyone. This is Steve Adams from the Tiger Performance Institute. And this month's audio lesson is titled, Habits Are Your Destiny. And before I start, I want to just say a couple things. One is, if you want to be elite at what you do, okay, everybody that gets this, that subscribes to our membership program, whether it is just for membership or if you are one of our patients at the Tiger Medical Institute, You're already elite. You're already very successful. So what am I going to talk about in this audio lesson that might move the needle for you? Well, the big thing I do want to focus on with habits is that no matter how successful you have been, the most successful people I know, the ones that I really admire, are the ones that sustain it over decades, over a long period of time. And I know that all of you want to do that because that's kind of why you joined our organization, was you realized that there were some things in how you think or your health or how you operate that potentially could derail your long-term success in some way. And that's why you've, you know, partnered with us in our material. And so that's a big reason to engage in this lesson and in all of these lessons, because being elite in terms of performance is a never-ending winning mindset. And so I just want to encourage you to think that way continuously and to never let up, to be persistent in your pursuit of excellence in all that you do. The other thing I want to say is habits truly are your destiny. I had this proven to me again over the last 2 years. You know, for years, I've wanted to lift weights consistently, have a really good workout routine. And for whatever reason, you know, whether it was traveling or I had a small illness, whatever, years ago, something would always derail my ability to be consistent. And so I made the decision a couple of years ago to put a habit tracking app on my phone. And I also decided that I wasn't going to play around any longer. I was going to put certain things in 7 days a week. And I've done that for 2 years. And the change in my body and my physical strength has been pretty significant. And it was because I finally committed to making that a habit pattern. So habits are your destiny. Let's go. Robin Sharma says 5 small wins a day leads to 1,850 wins in 12 months. Consistency breeds proficiency. And that's what I was talking about. So I want to talk to you about a guy named Michael Lotito. He gained fame as a French entertainer known as Monsieur Mangetou, Mr. Eat-All. From an early age, he curiously would consume things no normal human being would consider. It all started with a broken drinking glass. Can you believe it? He actually ate a broken drinking glass. Instead of sweeping up the mess, he cleaned it up by eating the glass. What's remarkable is he suffered no negative side effects. But the question I have is, where was this kid's parents? Anyway, let's keep going. Lotito later learned he had a condition known as pica, a psychological compulsion to eat non-nutritious objects. Didn't know there was such a thing. Well, typically, this is a health condition that creates health problems. However, Mr. Eat-All was able to chew the broken glass and swallow it seemingly without any complications. Physicians examined Lotito and determined he had an extraordinarily resilient digestive system. His stomach and intestines were much thicker than average, allowing him to ingest things that would kill anyone else. Well, Lotito, being a good entrepreneur, parlayed his unusual eating habits on the road as a performer and people were eager to watch him eat the most amazing things. In the course of his career, Lotito consumed 18 bicycles, 7 television sets, 2 beds, 15 supermarket trolleys, a computer, a coffin, handles and all, and a pair of skis and 6 chandeliers. All told, he ate over 9 tons of metal. All right. However, the most impressive item Lotito consumed was an airplane. Yes, you heard that correctly. An airplane. In 1978, he began munching on a Cessna 150 airplane. He ate it the way one is supposed to eat an elephant. He literally did it one bite at a time. He meticulously broke down each part of the plane into fine, small, finely ground pieces that he could swallow and ingest. It took him 2 years, but by the end of 1980, 2 years later, obviously, the entire airplane had disappeared into Lotito's stomach. Note the time element. He literally went through the daily grind, pun intended, for 2 years, breaking the airplane down into manageable pieces. The Guinness Book of Records recognized Letito for the strangest diet. He was awarded a brass plaque for this honor, which he promptly consumed. Letito died of natural causes shortly after his 57th birthday. Probably has something to do with why his life was a little bit shorter than most. Well, anyway, Letito's successful consumption of an airplane is a fitting illustration of what it looks like to engineer an elite performance life. We get clear direction, we establish a path to pursue, we set goals, and then we execute on our vision. We do this one task and one day at a time, akin to eating an airplane one bite at a time, and we compound this daily behavior into extraordinary results. All right, so let's talk about cultivating habits to lean in. Mark Twain said, a habit cannot be tossed out the window. It must be coaxed down the stairs a step at a time. Well, elite performers build automation into their life because doing the impossible, meaning achieving your transformative purpose, is done one step at a time. And the formula is simple: clarity of purpose plus goals plus habits multiplied by time compounded equals exponential results, or doing the impossible. So habits automate our intentions so that we can execute our plans and reach our goals, kind of like my physical goals that I'd never reached before, or I hadn't since college when I played football. I've heard it said that our habits shape our destiny. Therefore, learning to establish good habits is foundational to getting in the zone and executing on great vision with success. Interestingly enough, at University College London, there was a study done where researchers determined that on average, it takes about 66 days to establish a new habit. Our author, Robin Sharma, is fond of saying that when you form new habits, it's hard in the beginning, messy in the middle, and gorgeous in the end when you automate a new behavior. American science fiction author Octavia Butler said, first forget inspiration, habit is more dependable. Habit will sustain you whether you are inspired or not. I could not agree more with Octavia. Motivation is thought of as something that, you know, engages in disappearing acts regularly, okay? We need to build habits. And habits take time to create, and they are hard to truly establish. And that's why so few are actually able to create new or change old habits, okay? That's where you come in. You want to be different. You want to be in that 1%. And so you have to do what 99% are not willing to do. And this is one of them. 99% drift, 98% drift. Napoleon Hill talked about that in his book, Outwitting the Devil. 98% just get into this hypnotic drifting their whole life, taking the path of least resistance. That's not you. That you're here because you want to be in that 1%. So you got to do things almost everybody else will not do. And this is one of them. So to change a habit or establish a new one, what must come first, motivation or action? Well, you kind of tell from what I said earlier. It's a good question. And let's go to what researchers have said who have tackled this with differing approaches. James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, states that if you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem is not you. The problem is your system, okay? The means with which you change habits. Unhealthy habits repeat themselves repeatedly, not because you don't want to change, but because you have the wrong system for change. You don't rise to the level of your goals, fall to the level of your systems. This means that you need to create a realistic, practical system to achieve your habit goals. So an example would be keeping a journal to track your progress and getting feedback on it. This is what I do with my habit tracker. It's called Habit Minder by Fun Media, FUNN Media, two N's there. I use it daily to help me stay on track, and it's effective and inexpensive to upgrade to full features. Okay. So that's one view. It's got to be a system. Another view is that in the motivation versus action question is BJ Fogg's work at Stanford studying behavior change. Fogg is the author of the book Tiny Habits and is an expert in habit formation and behavior change. Fogg's research shows how you can incorporate new habits by starting small, exceedingly small. When it comes to change, tiny changes are the key. Finding an existing routine you do every day and anchor that to a tiny new habit to that routine is a good way to get started. So for example, if you want to do 25 push-ups a day, anchor it to doing to something that you do in the morning before you shower. So if you make your bed first thing in the morning, start by doing 2 push-ups right after making your bed, but before you head into the bathroom. The idea is to start small. So with push-ups, it's 2 push-ups a day, not a 2-hour workout or 5 deep breaths each morning rather than an hour of motivation, okay? And the reason for this methodology is Fogg's research on behavior design. He's developed a model for behavior change that goes as follows. It's behavior equals motivation plus ability plus a prompt. And we always want to start where the ability is easy, but we need a prompt to help remember to actually do that habit so that motivation, which is untrustworthy, is not a big factor when you get started. So an example would be establishing a block of focus time each day to do high value work. The way not to do this is to schedule a full 2-hour time block in the morning right away. You won't be successful that way because the motivation required to make that big leap is too much. Instead, start with 15 or 30 minutes, put a reminder in your calendar for 15 minutes of focus and stick to it. And as you repeat it, it becomes easier and your ability to do it shouldn't be a question. So pick one thing that you want to focus on each day and do it every day for several weeks until it's automatic. And as this 15-minute focus habit becomes automatic, the motivation to do it is also more automatic, and you can now add more time to the focus block. Okay, the key is the easier it is to start, the more likely you will do it and continue it. Doing the actual task frequently every day is more important than what or how much you do it initially. You must gain momentum first, then be able to optimize the habit and repeat the success. And frankly, folks, I've done both. I have a system and I do tiny habits. Recently, I'm working on a new book that's going to come out in 2022. It's mainly for lead generation. It's not for broad distribution. And I applied this method of 15 to 20 minutes a day of writing every single day, 7 days a week. And guess what? I put that book together in 30 days. Now it's going to the editor. And I did this a year ago when I wrote the book, Unleash the Peak Performer Within You. Same thing. It worked just as well. So I've been able to implement 20 plus micro habits that help me build up to the bigger things I want to accomplish using these two systems, a good system and tiny habits methodologies. So for example, I know that in order to get into the zone by accessing flow, I need to be physically fit. To be physically fit, I need to move daily and through the compounding effects of consistent exercise. I then gain the energy and cognitive optimization I need to get into the zone and sustain energy day in and day out. Thus, my training minutes and other movements are tracked in my daily habit app. And I've shared with you that before. Okay. I engage with this app daily. I check off each habit completed, which feeds my motivation to continue on. After 3 years of this, I can say with confidence that the results I've experienced exceed anything that I could have expected. I read more books. I get more writing done. I get more productive work done. I feel better. I sleep better. I eat better. You name it. I'm hydrated better, all because I have a system and I start small. So the daily consistent application of core habits builds an elite life. And at my age, in my late 50s now, I am more productive and more elite than I have been at any point in my life. So that means an old dog like you can do new tricks. So leadership expert and prolific author John Maxwell says, you'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. Couldn't agree more, John. A good daily routine stacked with good habits, executed day in and day out over months and years, is how all the greatest performance of all time show up. Whether it's Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, great authors like John Maxwell or John Grisham, great titans in industry. They all show up daily with a routine. In my podcast, the Tiger Performance Podcast, I ask everyone that I've interviewed, they're all outstanding performers, what are some of your routines? And every single one of them have a powerful daily routine, a daily script. So to gain the benefits of physical and mental optimization outlined in this lesson, you have to execute using powerful habits. When you do, you set yourself up for entering the zone. So go do it. Go get that habit app, download it, and put in two or three new things you want to do and just start small. You've got the app, that's your system. You've got the tiny habits methodology. Pick something like push-ups or read 5 pages or meditate for 2 minutes. Tie it to something you do in the morning or in the evening, and then go get it done. I wish you the best. We'll see you next month.